Everything is sore, and my neck is sunburned.
See, we have to record.
Why? I tell you, okay, you can record. I'll give you my thoughts, right? So what I did for the past 3 days was help my family run an event. It was a licensed deal with Hasbro. So Hasbro has licensing rights, right? That it gives to you know, various things you want to do. So we did a fun run, which is a child, a family oriented, a 5 kilometer run. So we set up the event
in a field. Actual running event.
Yes, yes, it's not really run. Everyone walked because they were bringing children.
Yeah, okay,
right?
It's kids.
Yeah, but there were some parents that would just run ahead, yeah, and have the kids walk
leave their
by
kids
themselves.
Behind.
No, I mean,
really?
they come in a bigger group. So one person would walk the kids and the rest would run forward.
Okay.
So there's always those kinds, right? And there are even some, you know, they're professionals that don't have kids, come in like they are super attire, and they're the first like to the finish
5K.
way ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting. So what I learned from this is this, right? Physical events are very, very tough. Like we handled eight deliveries of trucks yesterday. 8 lorries came by to unload. So we had all the tents, the awnings, the stage, the structures, the merchandise, the inventory. And like it took a lot of people to set up, man. Like 20 people on our side, and another 40 people on the volunteers and the stage side.
Well, hold on. Can we go back to, maybe give more context. Like, why does your family work with Hasbro? What's the context of this? And then how did this specific idea of the event come about?
That's interesting. So my sister has a real estate company. So before the pandemic, they built a hotel in Bukit Bintang, which is like 98% complete. And
which
the
is
idea,
like downtown KL for...
Yes, yes.
For the,
right in the city center. And the idea for that hotel was to have a Monopoly theme Art Deco hotel. So
we're okay to tell the public this, right?
No. Of course. So we worked a deal with Hasbro to get the licensing rights for that. But unfortunately, you know, the pandemic came and that project never really got off the ground or wasn't completed. So from that relationship, right, we sell toys for Hasbro, and we also, you know, think of other ways we can use their brand, right, this is called a certain category. They are called LBS, location-based licensing. Yeah.
Okay, so then you have this historical relationship. Like, who came up with the idea to approach Hasbro? Is there anyone else doing this kind of model in the region? Or, I mean, it must be common, right? Or is it not common?
I think they commonly partner with like the known hotel brands, right? But IP brands such as Hasbro, yeah, they're more open to any kind of collaboration.
Actually, this reminds me of, I think it's called Century Property Group in Philippines. Mm-hmm. They're one of the top developers in Philippines. And I met one of their sons, Robbie Antonio. He actually has been WhatsApping me. I haven't responded to him. Sorry, Robbie, if you're hearing this. But that was his whole shtick, though. Like, he like knows like the Trump family. He knows like celebrities. So maybe it's a different market in Philippines, but that family had a lot of branded residents around. You partner with a brand name, then you build a property around it. I talked, like, one of my old bosses did also property development in Malaysia, but he said that kind of thing just didn't work in Malaysia. What do you think? Would it work here? Or maybe property is the wrong way to go about it? Maybe it's more like event-based, kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think events makes a lot of sense. If you the shop. I mean, would you rather have an unbranded event or unbranded property than something that's a bit branded? If you yourself don't have a brand, right? If you're a branded developer, you might not want to collaborate, right? But if you're a small developer, you want to differentiate your product versus other people, then you might want to collaborate. But collaboration also, you know, must be realistic, right? Does it make sense for property? In the hotel sense, yeah, it's themed to Monopoly, but it's not really like a Monopoly game. I mean, it uses Monopoly characters and motifs, right? And it's set in an Art Deco kind of format. So it kind of worked. It looked nice.
Yeah, but...
And then there are theme parks. You know, theme parks are property.
The theme parks make sense, I think, right? That makes sense as a model because that's a well-known model. But the problem is, like, it depends on the size of your market and, like, who actually is willing to pay for branded properties. And then my understanding of the Malaysian market is, like, for a premium, they would just rather get something cheaper, more space maybe, Actually, and they don't care if it's branded.
The licensing cost doesn't make a big percent of the price of a property.
Mm.
I mean, it might be just like, you know, an additional 1,000 per unit.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
They were trying to do that, like, with their new property development Conley as well.
Hey, so Conley.
They were trying to innovate that. Yeah, they were trying to innovate that. And it was branded, but more on an adult level, I guess. More like fancy design, luxury brand person.
Yeah, they got a very famous interior designer to design all the interiors. But that cost a bomb.
Yeah.
Because interior designer markups, right, are probably like, what, maybe 300,000-400,000 extra.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and that, I mean, that's like really pushing the limit of property development to see if there's a willing market. And that's quite a big risk for something as heavy, CapEx heavy as, like, you know, property development, right? So, but then let's talk more about your events then. So you came, this idea, was this coming from the Hasbro side, or you pitch it to Hasbro? How do you guys collaborate with Hasbro? How do you manifest
it? We pitched it to Hasbro. I didn't think from the start that, you know, it's going to be worth our time, because, you know, it's not something that can make a lot of money. And me
really?
And my other sister.
I thought events are very successful though, right?
Like, no, all the runs. It has to be a certain scale. Like if you do a run that can get like around 10,000 people, right? Then it's something worthwhile.
But most of the runs in KL are not like 10,000. They're probably in the thousands, right? Or
hundreds. No. You can get 10,000 plus. The big runs, like the Standard Chartered run, KL run.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So,
but they have a lot of smaller runs, right?
Yeah. Those barely make money unless, like, you know, you keep your costs really, really low.
I think they do, because especially like the locations where they do it. And it's just like really, you have a really core, target audience that really is rabid about, you know, health or running, and they want different experiences, and they check their schedules and if it's open. So I think there's room. Yeah. But like, will it be big? And it's a question of like, is it worth your time? So
if you want to work with Hasbro, right, you got to pitch them how it's going to be like, how the brand will be used. And
that's
obviously
a lot of work,
it has to be, you know, a bit eye popping. Right?
Yeah, correct.
So we had so many, you know, different cutouts and printouts of all the theming. We had the games theme around like My Little Pony. We have actual hay bales all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had a huge stage, you know, colorful rainbow with ponies. We decorated like, you know, an archway, a grand float. Yeah. And there's like a magical ribbon tree in inside their park. Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously it looks good. Then they'll be like, okay, you know, you can use the brand. Yeah. But then we've got to execute it, and all this is cost.
Yeah, correct. So, I mean, the first thought is like, this is a really good experience. What if LOB wants to do a conference? You going to help set it up for us?
I don't know what your theme is.
Barbarians at the gate. No. So then walk me through it. Was it worth it? Like, what was the process? What was the effort? Could you like maybe at scale hire more people or more operationally focused so that's easier for you? Like what are you thinking?
Man, like if you're the main guy behind it, we're a small company, so you got to be on the ground, you know, and you're on the ground for 4 days, 3 days, right? From morning till night.
Yeah, I saw the pictures you sent me.
Yeah, it's very tiring. It's like, oh, my it's just me and my two sisters, right, that were handling it.
Yeah. Coordinating everyone.
Stress. And the heat, you know, the sun. Oh my God, the sun.
Well, this is a problem with Southeast Asia. It's not fun to do this.
I think we're strongly leaning towards an indoor event for the next one.
Yeah.
Because our deal, you know, we could host 6 license events with the IP.
So what does that mean? Like, you structured that on the first pitch, or this is like...
No, on the first pitch, then we signed an agreement, you know, with 6
Okay, so it's within
IPs.
The agreement you made.
Yeah.
So then you have like 5-6 more events to do this year.
That we can do. Yeah.
Okay. So the goal is to, well, I mean, it's a good test run, don't you think? I mean, how big was it? Like, how many people?
Well, there's improvement, right? Like, this is the second one.
Yeah, correct.
From the first one to the second one, there's like a 200% growth.
Yeah.
But,
well, because also you're building on the branding.
The first one is in Johor. This one's in KL. So obviously, you know, there's a different scale to it, right?
You already did Johor already, or?
Yeah. That was 2 months ago.
Okay. But were you helping with that, or?
No. It was too far to help. So that one we outsourced to another event company.
Okay. So that's more like learning probably.
Yeah, we are learning along the way, but it doesn't change the fact that events are bloody tedious.
That's true.
And that's the thing with the offline world. It's very different from the online world.
Yeah, but it's different kind of hard, right? I feel like Yoast, it's a bit more tangible, and then you can actually interact with your customers, right? You actually can learn in a different way, right? Don't you think so?
Yeah, this is like a big reality dose. This is like the real world dose. This is not like, you know, something in the office, you know, or finance, right? Or tech, yeah? It is, well, purely if you get enough physical.
Yeah. If you get enough experience doing the physical, you would know how to replicate that on VR in the future. Then you could, you know, do VR events instead, maybe.
That's just tech, right? You know, a VR event is just sitting in the office designing things.
So how are you thinking about the next project then, injecting tech? Or, because I mean, it feels like, you know, you have a lot of experience where you could actually bring it to, like, you know, use data, collect data, use other technologies to make it better, to make the physical experience better. Is there any type of integration you're seeing, or is it all still manual, old school, or how do you iterate?
I don't think there's much tech that can help. I mean,
well, think about it. About, like you,
most of the design is already, you know, on software, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think VR experiences are still quite disappointing, right? And it costs a lot to do anyways. If you're going to be physical, you might as well be physical.
Or AR, you know, AR, you could do it.
Yeah, we thought about
show up
that.
Show to the event.
We thought about that. Like, you know, instead of like having a real monopoly, you know, sculpture, right? Like a pony sculpture. Yeah. Why not just point a phone over there, you know, and it'll show you the pony. Yeah. I think it's a very different experience.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, you have to think about it. But
it'd be very lame. It'd be very lame.
Well, for now. Yeah. But like, you know.
Yeah, when everyone has the Oculus Rift set, right? And then maybe things would change.
Yeah. But I was thinking more like on the infrastructure side, or maybe like cultivating an audience, targeting an audience, because like if you keep doing events, you might have people who want to keep going to the events if they're the target audience, right?
Well, you know. I think one thing's changed, right? Like I would say previous events, people spend a lot more time Instagramming it.
Okay.
Maybe now not so much. So in terms TikTok. Of like, you know, if we look at our social media coverage of this event, right? Yeah. I think it's a very different world from 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, maybe people don't post what they do, where they are, as much anymore.
No, it's more instantaneous, though. They'll take stories, snaps, TikTok, reels. I'm not the wrong person to be talking
about this. I don't
know.
The feel I have is like, you know, I think it's happening a lot less than a few years back.
Well, if anything, it's better venue format if you introduce like live streamers. You know, like those guys who are on Twitch, like they come up and they show the experience and then people are experiencing it through them. Then you get reach and scale for more people want to come.
Let me expand my thought a bit, okay?
Yeah.
Like, remember when we first started Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay? Most of the posts that we'll see, right, and the reels that we see are content from our social network, our people. They're like, you know, you and me posting stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's just more and more, you know, looking at things that are posted by creators.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a definite shift. So the people that attend this run are not creators. They are just normal people, regular people. And they don't post as much as they did, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I'll say.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's the consumer behavior. You get less network effect.
Yes,
layering
exactly.
Social media into a physical one. But if that's the case, you just have to follow where the distribution is, right? And that's like I said, like live streamers, you invite content creators.
Yeah, creators.
I mean, like for your, if your main engine of value is the ticketing people being there, and then the marketing widens your funnel, well, then you just got to engage those people to kind of get it out there. But again, that's a lot of, again, it's like kind of tied what we talked about the last episode, which is then you have to start being very content heavy, right? You have to be like, that's, I think marketing is shifting where you need to have a content muscle and to develop it, right? So if you don't have that, then it's hard to be relevant anymore to get distribution.
To get advertised and distributed.
Correct. So I guess it's something for the next iteration is like, well, I mean, I don't know. Like, what? How do you think about optimizing the next platform? Like, what is your? I mean, of course, you want to grow bigger. You want more revenue. You want more people participating. Better experience. Even you want repeat customers. Something like this. What is the like? How do you think about what's the main focus or goal for the next one to achieve on the next event you're doing? Because by six, you want to be very big, right?
Yeah, so. I think we're gonna keep. I think I gotta compile all the videos and photos that were generated in this event, and then make it into a proper short video, right? For sharing on Instagram and TikTok.
Something easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep the lead on that, you know, hey, this is a company that has done this event, looks good. The upcoming one is like, you know, gonna look like this. And try to make a lot of iterations of these short videos, right? And have it like, you know, posted and hopefully one of it picks up and goes a bit viral.
Well, then how do you think about which, like, so in the agreement, is there specific IP you have to hit or like you pitched for and they allow you to use, or like, cause this one was My Little Pony this past weekend, right? So then what's the next IP? Them.
Every event, do the pitch.
Oh, every event. Okay.
Go back and forth. Okay, so they'll correct what they don't like.
Yeah,
they could correct what they don't like. They give suggestions on maybe something might be a better idea. Then after that's approved, right? Then the visuals and concepts approved, and then they'll be okay to have us host the event.
It seems. I mean, but there's like so much IP under Hasbro. So how are you choosing what's next? Is it like
the IP. I went to Hasbro in Providence before, right? They have a whole building there, and it's just all IP. Every brand has its own team, right? The brand leader, they have a whole history behind every brand. All the assets are there, I guess you know just they know what they're doing. So once you tell them the concept, right? They'll just like you know send you all the potential visuals and IP that you can use, so you can just work on that.
Well, I mean, like okay, so let me be more clear. Why did you choose My Little Pony for this one, and then what's the next one?
Well, My Little Pony is for the fun run, right? Because we wanted to do something family friendly, so this IP suits this market the best.
Yeah,
yeah. But poor even family, then, this brand isn't as strong as 3-4 years ago too.
My Little Pony, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot stronger, you know, maybe 6-7 years ago.
Because
they stopped airing new episodes. Like it's been almost 2.5 years without a new season.
Oh really?
Wow. Yeah, it's a bit different, you know, because you got to understand like. People watch, they used to watch My Little Pony on TV and then on satellite TV and then on YouTube. And then now you can't really get full episodes very easily anymore.
Well, there's also a huge amount of competition on your media consumption opportunity horizon, right? Like there's only so much you can consume within a day. And then between YouTube, Netflix, TV, whatever, but then each of those channels itself is just has so much content, right? So it's very hard to be relevant. I guess that factors into what you would choose next then, right? Is that how you think about it? Like, so for your next event, you're going to try to look at like what is more trending or more popular or more relevant than go for the pitch?
Next one might be Transformers.
That's still relevant, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think that
Hollywood's
still
making content,
people's mind.
Toys, yeah.
It's quite recent. Most people know it. But I think it has to be indoor, man. Like, we don't want to do outdoor event anymore. It's too tough.
In Southeast Asia, it's way too tough, man.
Yeah, make it indoor. Hot. It's more convenient. I think convenience is up there in terms of quality. It's a whole quality on its own, convenience.
I mean, yeah, for people, because, yeah, people are inherently lazy, but also for sustainability of you wanting to do this. I mean, unless there's this huge outdoors event that makes too much money, then you'll have to do it, I guess. But you know, if not, you know, you're not going to want to do this in the long run. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. So that's it, right? Like, so tired.